Cost-saving measure, King Charles II end royal train tradition after 150 years. By Oliver J.J. Lane on July 1, 2025. Britain's royal train will be decommissioned by 2027 as a cost-cutting measure as the royal family leans into helicopter travel as a means to rapidly cross the United Kingdom. The nine-carriage rake, specially built with travelling offices, bedrooms, and a dining room for the royals is to be decommissioned as it has fallen out of frequent use and yet still incurs considerable costs. The Times states the decision will save £1 million a year, and that King Charles made the decision in consultation with his son, Prince William, as an alternative to refurbishing the train's now 30-year-old interiors. The royal train was only used twice last year, at a cost of tens of thousands of pounds ago. The BBC notes royals will still travel on regular public trains, as they already frequently do. In the recent past, the royal train was cited as underlining the King's green credentials. The shift away from rail travel has seen a surge in the use of helicopters, with 141 helicopter trips were taken last year, costing £475,000 as well as 55 private charter flights costing almost £600,000. The association between monarchs and rail travel goes back very nearly as far as the invention of train travel itself, with royal families and presidents having private trains in many countries around the world. There were royal coaches in the United Kingdom from the 1840s and a full royal train was built by the end of the 19th century. Several railways provided royal trains to the monarch until a new single royal train was built in 1977 for the late Queen's Silver Jubilee by the then nationalized State Rail Company, British Rail. Unlike earlier royal trains, the rake is decidedly Spartan, with unadorned interiors and plain furniture. The announcement comes within weeks of the British government beginning the nationalization of the British rail network, and in the year of the 200th anniversary of the invention of rail travel by British engineers.